Healing of a man on the Shabbat. One Shabbat, when he went to dine at the house of a ruler of the Pharisees, they were watching him carefully. And behold, there was a man before him who had dropsy. And Jesus responded to the lawyers and the Pharisees, saying, "Is this lawful to heal on the Shabbat or not?" But they remained silent. Then he took him and healed him and sent him away. And he said to them, "Which of you, having a son or an ox that has fallen into a well on a Shabbat day, will not immediately pull him out?" And they could not reply on these things. The parable of the wedding feast. Now he told a parable to those who were invited when he noticed how they choose the places of honor, saying to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him, and he who invited you both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this person,' and then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go to and sit to the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." The parable of the grand banquet. He said also to the man who had invited him, "When you give a dinner or a banquet, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relative or rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return and you be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you. For you will be repaid as the resurrection of the just." When one of those who recline at the table with him heard his things, he said to him, "Blessed is everyone who will eat the bread in the kingdom of God." But he said to him, "A man once gave a great banquet and invited many. And at the time for the banquet, he sent his servants to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a field, I must go and see it. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I have bought 5 yokes of oxen, and I go to examine them. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.' So the servant came and reported these things to this master. Then the master of the house became angry and said to this servant, 'Go out quickly to the streets and lanes of the city and bring in the poor and crippled and blind and lame.' And the servant said, 'Sir, what you commanded has been done, and still there is room.' And the master said to the servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedges and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my banquet.'"
安息日，耶稣到一个法利赛人首领家里去吃饭，他们就窥探于他。在他面前有个患水痣的病人。耶稣对律法和法利赛人说：“安息日治病，可不可以？”他们却不回答。耶稣然后就治好那人，叫他走了，便对其他人说：“你们中间谁有驴子或有驴，在安息日掉进井里？”不立即拉他上来呢？所有人面对这话，笑而不语。耶稣见所请的客人则拣首位，就用这比喻对他们说：“你被其他人邀请去参加婚宴，不要坐在首位，因为比你尊贵的人也要被他请来。请你上前的人对你说：‘让座给这一位’，你就会退到末位，而你被邀请的时候。”就坐在末位，好叫那邀请你的人对你说：“朋友，请上座。”这时，你同席的人面前就有光彩，因为凡是自高自大的人必自降为尊，而自卑的人 却会被为尊为上位。耶稣对其他人说：“你摆设午饭或者晚饭，不要邀请你的朋友、兄弟、亲属。相反，他也有富足的邻舍，恐怕他们也邀请你，你这时就要报答他。而你摆设宴席，你要邀请的人是贫穷的、残废的、瘸腿的、有眼疾的，这样你才会有真正的福报，因为他们没有什么可以报答你。”而等到这些人复活的时候，你却会得到很多的报答。同席的人听见这话，对耶稣说："在神的国度里吃饭，真的会有福气。"耶稣回答他说："有人摆设宴席，请了很多宾客。到了坐席的时候，打发仆人对所有人说：请来，所有事情都预备好了。"众人所有都开始推辞。有一个人说："可是我有土地，我必须去种植，我不能去。"又一个人说："我有5头牛，我要照顾他们，所以我也不能去。"最后一个人又说："我刚娶的妻子呀，我也不能去。"这时，那仆人回过头来，把这事情告诉了主人，家主就开始动怒，对仆人说："快出去，到城里大街小巷。"把凡是贫穷的、残废的、瞎眼的、瘸腿的人都快请来。仆人问主人：“主啊，你所吩咐的事情已经照办，还有其他空座可以邀请？”主人对仆人说：“你出去到路上和篱笆那里，把人劝进来，坐满我的屋子。我来告诉你们，先前我所邀请的人，最后没有一个能得到他们的果实。”大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者角度做个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第40讲。欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time, I will make a personal summarize and analyze from the perspective of learner. Our learn sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge and experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on the related issue. Today is the 14th lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. So, well, firstly, let's deal with my today's personal study summary. Jesus went to eat at the Pharisee's house on the Sabbath. A sick man was there. So Jesus asked, "Is it okay to heal on the Sabbath?" The leaders said nothing. Jesus healed the man, then said, "If your son or ox fall into a well on the Sabbath, you would pull him out right away." So other people couldn't answer him. Then Jesus saw guests fighting for the best seats. He said, "When you are invited, sit in the lotus place." Then the host may say, "Friend, move up higher." Everyone who puts himself firstly will be humbled, but the humble person will be honored. Jesus then told to the host, "Don't just invite rich friends who can invite your back. Invite the poor and the sick. God will reward you later." One guest said, "Blessed are those who eat in God's kingdom." Then Jesus told a story. A man gave a big banquet, but the invited guests made excuses. One bought a fish, another bought ox, the other got married. They always have so many reasons. The master was feeling angry. Then he said, "Go bring in the poor, the blind, and the lame from the streets." Then he said, None of these first invited will taste my banquet. The lesson is, don't make any excuse when God invites you. Cherish it. Now, let Ingrid's sister make a go further summary.
Hello, everybody. When we see what happened in the scene with the sick man, we have to look at the healing of the woman with a withered spirit in the synagogue of a Shabbat.
大家好啊！今天当我们看到病人的那一幕，我们必须看看安息日在犹太教堂里一位精神萎靡的妇人最终得到治愈的情景。
Jesus told them that it's allowed to heal because everybody gives water to his animals on a Shabbat, and if they don't not consider this, they are only hypocrites.
耶稣要告诉大家，这样做是可以治病的。因为每个人都在安息日给牲畜喂水，如果他们不考虑这一点，这些人就是真正的伪君子。
Now Jesus wants to know of them if they have learned what they told them. They remain silent. He goes a step further and tells if a son or an ox fall into a well, everybody would pull him out on a Shabbat.
现在耶稣想知道这些人是否明白他所讲的话，而这些人却沉默不语，所以他就又进一步说：如果一个儿子或者是一头牛这时掉进井里，即使是在安息日，每个人都会把他们救上来。
The religious leaders around him could not say anything because he was right. If they would not act for an animal on a Shabbat, they would save their son on a Shabbat.
这时，其他周围的宗教领袖都开始无言以对，因为他说的太对了。如果他们不会在安息日为动物伸张正义，他们就会在安息日拯救自己的儿子，所以他们很虚伪。
The next scene leads us to a wedding party. On a wedding party are always seats of honor near the bridegroom and seats there that are far away from the bridegroom.
下一个场景是将我们带到了婚礼宴会现场。宴会现场上总有靠近新郎的尊贵座位，以及远离新郎新娘的座位。
The guests of this party, as Kiki mentioned, wanted to sit in the best seats, but Jesus says, "Sit down on the seats which are far away. It will be an honor to you when he who invited enters the room and says, 'Please sit higher up.'"
正如琪琪所说，这场宴会的宾客都坐在了最好的位置，但耶稣却说：“你们先来的要坐在远处，因为邀请你们的人，当他们请你坐在高处的时候，你们才会获得荣耀。”
Jesus concludes with a life rule. Do not exalt yourself because you will get humbled. Humble yourself and you will be exalted.
耶稣最后总结了一条人生准则。不要自高自大，因为那样你会落得卑微。要谦卑，要逾律己，这样你才会被高高举起。
Jesus gives another advice. Do not invite rich people to your parties because they will invite you too, and you do not get reward in heaven. Invite the poor so you get reward in heaven.
耶稣又劝诫说：“不要邀请富人参加你的宴席，因为他们同时邀请你，却仅仅是因为想得到你的回报，这样你就无法得到天上的奖励。要邀请穷人，这样最终你才能得到所有的奖赏。”
A man in the audience becomes emotional and says, "Blessed are those who eat the bread in the kingdom of God." Jesus answers with a parable of a great banquet. Someone gave a banquet and invited a lot of people, but they all had excuses for not to come. Some had a pair of oxes, some had burned a field, and some had just married.
当时一位听众情绪非常激动，他说：“这样看来，在天国里真正得到饭的人才是真正有福之人。”耶稣用一个盛大的宴席比喻来回答大家：有人设宴款待，邀请所有人，但他们的借口都不来。有的人因为有产业，有的人又因为有田地，有的人又推脱自己刚结婚。
Nothing is wrong in working in agriculture or to marry, but here we have something very wrong. They prefer to stay on earth before going to the kingdom of God and participate in his banquet.
从事农业生产或者结婚本身并没有任何错呀，但这里却存在一个很大的问题：他们宁愿留恋在人间，留恋人间的一切，也不愿最终进入天国，参加天国的宴席。
Then the master of the banquet became angry. He sent his servant out to the streets and lanes and later to the highway and hedges to invite a lot of handicapped and people with a very low status in. Then the master concludes that those who were invited but refused the invitation never will taste his banquet.
于是，宴会的主人勃然大怒，他派其他人到街巷来寻找，最后又找到大道的边上和篱笆桩边，邀请许多残疾人和地位低下的人来赴宴。最后，主人想，那些被邀请去拒绝的人，永远也别想再吃到他的宴席。OK，based on above Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related questions. We hope the following questions can be very helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. So, the first one, sister, why were the Pharisees watching Jesus closely? 为什么法利赛人紧盯着耶稣？
They wanted to find a reason to accuse him.
这些人想找个理由来指控于他。Second question. What sickness did the man have? 当时那个人得了什么病呢？
The man was dropsy, that means that he was very handicapped.
当时这名男子患有水肿，而且非常严重，其他人不能救治于他。Well said. So, next question for sister. What question did Jesus ask the religious leaders before healing the man? 在耶稣治病之前，问了宗教领袖一个什么样的问题呢？
He asked them if he's allowed to heal on a Shabbat.
耶稣询问，是否可以在安息日也进行治病呢？Next issue. What example did Jesus give about a son or an ox falling into a well? 耶稣用自家的孩子或者是自家的牛掉入井里，来做例子是为什么呢？
When a son or an ox falls into a well, everyone will pull him or it out, even if it is Shabbat.
即使是安息日，当自己的孩子或自家的牲畜掉进井里时，每个人都会把他们救出来。Next question for sister. So, in the widest story, what happens to people who take the bad success for themselves? 在宴会的故事里，抢首位的人会怎样呢？
It can happen that the host comes and says to them that they should sit on a lower place.
有可能主人走过来对他们说，他们应该坐在较低的位置上。Next question. Where should you sit if you are invited to a wedding feast? 如果你被邀请去参加婚宴，你又应该坐在哪里呢？
When you come in, take seat on a lower place, so when the host comes, he can tell you to sit on a higher place.
进门的时候应该选择较低、远离主位的位置，这样主人过来的时候才能有机会把您邀请到较高的位置上。Well said. So wisdom. Next issue. In the great banquet story, who did the master invite firstly? 在宴席的故事当中，主人先邀请了谁呢？
The people of Israel was the first who were invited.
实际上，以色列人是第一批被邀请来的人。Next issue. What three excuses did the first guest give? 最先被邀请的人找了哪三个借口呢？
One had a field, one had a choke of oxen, and one has just married.
一个人有田要种，一个人有牲畜要养，有一个人还刚刚结婚。 Next question. So, who did the master invite after the first guest refused? 当最先的客人拒绝主人的邀请之后，主人没法子，又邀请了谁呢？
Everybody else, his servants went to the streets and lanes and highways and hedges for to get every kind of poor and handicapped in.
其他人，他的仆人跑遍大街小巷、公路和其他地方，寻找各种各样的穷人和残疾人。Today's last question. So, sister, what did the master say about those who made excuses? 主人对那些找借口不来的人说什么样的话呢？
They never will taste the banquet he had prepared for them.
这些人永远也尝不到他为他们准备的盛宴了。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2026年4月快乐，我们下期再会。